Welcome to the Bentonville Beacon, where we bring you success stories from business leaders and owners about their triumphs and growth in the Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas community. You'll hear about how Bentonville has been the backdrop for incredible growth, not only for businesses and their employees, but in their personal lives as well. Tune in, subscribe, and enjoy hearing about Bentonville, where you get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Welcome to the Bentonville Beacon podcast, where we're sharing stories and advice from the entrepreneurs, business executives, and community leaders sparking the rise of the greater Bentonville area, which represents one of the fastest growing and most dynamic cities and economies in the United States and is nestled in the Ozark Mountains of Northwest Arkansas in the heartland of America. Hi, I'm your host, James Bell, and today I'm excited to introduce you to Jessica Pearson, who is the visionary leader and manager of the Bentonville Moves Coalition, which aims to make Bentonville the safest and most connected city for those who drive, walk, and ride their bike. Today, you'll hear about that vision and how Jessica is leading an alliance of community organizations, local businesses, schools, civic leaders, and engaged residents in this important effort that promises to further enhance the incredible quality of life that everybody enjoys in Bentonville. Jessica, welcome to the Bentonville Beacon.
Thank you, James. It's so lovely to be here.
Well, thrilled to have you here. Will you share with our audience what they should know about Jessica Pearson and, of course, about your journey to Bentonville?
Absolutely. I am a Springfield, Missouri native. Mm-hmm. And professionally, I was working here in Bentonville, Arkansas prior to making the move about a year and a half ago. I worked for a Springfield-based real estate development company, Green Circle Projects, and we opened a co-working space here. And if you're familiar with Red Barn, Bentonville, the nation's first multifamily agri-hood, then you are familiar with the kind of work we were doing in the area. Additionally, I am an avid cyclist, and I found myself down here quite often for mountain bike and gravel races, but also just to enjoy the beauty of the state. My parents and I and kids regularly camp at Devil's Den State Park. And over the years, I just felt more and more drawn to the area. During the pandemic, I transitioned into a leadership role with a local mountain bike trail development nonprofit, TrailSpring. The silver lining of the pandemic was that it accelerated a lot of infrastructure projects that weren't moving as quickly as we would have liked, based on the demonstrated need of all of those during the pandemic that were seeking outdoor solace on our trails, green spaces, and parks. And so with that, we were able to start work on the Dirt 66 master plan and develop 25 miles of natural surface trails optimized for mountain biking, circumnavigating Fellows Lake. And that project was incredible, but also incredibly difficult in terms of the various organizations and groups needed to coordinate that effort, being the first professionally built trail on public property. But we made it happen. And once that wrapped up, it was also around the time of my 40th birthday. And as I mentioned before, I just really felt drawn to the Northwest Arkansas area. And I decided to make that leap. It was a big leap. I didn't have a position lined up here.
Wow.
I just knew I wanted to be here. And I trusted that I would land on 2 feet and enter Bentonville Moves. I was invited by a former coworker and friend to join the coalition in a volunteer capacity for the social committee. So our role was to plan social activities for the coalition members to keep them engaged with each other, but also the community at large. And I was actually living in Fayetteville at the time, and the meeting was at Oven and Tap. And I decided to ride my bike to the meeting because I was in the process of training for an endurance race. And I thought, I'll just kill two birds with one stone. And I arrived a little late, a lot of sweaty, but oh my goodness, am I glad that I went to that meeting. I knew immediately that Bentonville Moves Coalition was something that I wanted to be a part of, contribute to the success of. And I didn't know it at the time, but there was going to be a management position for the coalition available soon. And for me, a move to Bentonville.
That is so cool. I love that you rode to Bentonville for the ride. For folks who may be out there checking out this podcast who aren't from here, will you explain how long that ride is? what that actually entails?
Yeah, yeah. So it's about a 30-mile ride one way, so 60 mm-hmm. miles round trip. But we have an incredible Razorback Greenway trail system here that connects the city of Fayetteville to Bentonville, Arkansas. So I was able to make that entire trip on a Greenway trail, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. Thank you. So talk more about the Bentonville Moose Coalition. What's the mission and how do you see that mission aligning with Bentonville's growth?
Absolutely. The coalition was formed in 2019 when the city adopted the Connecting Bentonville Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan. That plan was created by consultants in conjunction with the city and public input to address the connectivity of our mobility network. Now, for those that are not familiar with the terms active transportation and mobility network, think protected bike lanes, greenways, shared use paths, and sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Basically, ways to navigate the city without the use of a motor vehicle. And this plan identified over 60 miles of additional connections mm-hmm. that could supplement our existing trails network to allow our community members and visitors to safely and reliably navigate our city without the use of a car.
Neat.
Now, historically speaking, the rate of implementation for mobility networks is about a mile per year. And prior to the adoption of the Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan, there were no protected bike lanes in place in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is pretty mind-blowing considering the recreational trail network. I mean, we're the mountain bike capital of the world, was so advanced in comparison to the on-street network. So the coalition here is to help bring that on-street hard surface trail system up to par with our recreational trail systems. We identified around 30 miles of trails that were either in design or under construction that could likely be completed if necessary support was in place within the next 3 years. So our mission to make Bentonville, the safest active transportation network in the heartland, is really backed up by this goal of 30 miles in the next 3 years. And I'm happy to report we are well on our way to achieving that. And we have actually identified a couple extra miles utilizing some tactical urbanism projects, but also just the incredible resources between Trailblazers, Department of Transportation, and Parks and Recreation Department, which are really driving the design and development of these trail systems.
That's exciting. Yeah. Now, I know what tactical urbanism is, but will you, in a couple of sentences, explain that to the audience?
Yeah. So tactical urbanism can be used in instances where maybe we don't have the budget or resources available at this time to make more permanent or put more permanent solutions in place for active mobility networks. So think about safe streets. Think about using planters and other materials to help drive behavior change on our streets and sidewalks. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to, the city is getting ready to install neighborhood street signage in a couple of key locations here in Bentonville that are meant to reduce the speed of traffic and deter cut-through traffic in neighborhood streets. And that is an example of a piece of infrastructure that's going to be temporarily placed to drive behavior change while we're waiting to have the resources in place for a more permanent option.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
Talk about, Jessica, when our audience checks out the Bentonville Moves Coalition website, they're going to see a long list of founding members.
And thanks for being one of them.
Thank you. Well, I'm proud to be on that list.
Yeah.
But will you talk about some of the key folks who, like, sort of day to day, are behind driving the Bentonville Moves Coalition and Absolutely. The work that you're doing.
Absolutely. So we are over 500 members strong and growing daily. Up until this point, we have been primarily word of mouth, but we've been getting some really nice media coverage this past year of the coalition activities. And as awareness grows, so does membership. The community supports this. Yeah. And we are receiving inquiries daily about the coalition and how people can plug in and become more involved. So we have 4 active subcommittees, and each of those subcommittees is focused on a different area. For instance, our schools and neighborhoods subcommittee is focused on connecting our local schools and neighborhoods with education and advocacy opportunities. You may have heard the buzz this last fall surrounding Bike to School Week.
Yes.
That is one of the main initiatives of this subcommittee. I am thrilled to report that over the course of the past year, each elementary and junior high school in the Bentonville School District has established a local bike champion. That bike champion is responsible for supporting that individual school in identifying safer routes for students to utilize to travel to school on foot or on bike. They also are responsible for identifying parents and community members to lead bike trains. If you have not seen a bike train, there's nothing more impactful, I think, than a group of 20 to 50 kids and parents traveling to and from school daily. And the trains are really cool because it's very well coordinated effort. There are signs in yards. And so the train starts with a parent or two and 2 kids. But as you're traveling around the route, you pick up more kids. Mm-hmm. And by the time you're pulling into school, you have this entire train of students and parents and ride leads. And it's just so cool. And it is growing in momentum. This will be our 3rd Bike to School Week this April. It's actually the last week of April, moving into the first week of May. And we are adding to the bike train programming this year with a Bentonville Moves grant-supported Pedal Kids USA
nice.
Series of bike rodeos. So these bike rodeos will be hosted in advance of Bike to School Week. And we'll include a curriculum for both students and parents on how to safely navigate our roadways. These will be hosted in the school parking lots, and a course will be set up. And we're hopeful to see that initiative grow to a more permanent type of safety town installation in Bentonville in years to come.
That is so fun.
Yeah,
of that. All of that's so fun. You know, I remember growing up and it was okay to ride a bike to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here it's not just okay. It's cool to ride a bike to school.
It's so cool.
And I love the whole concept of bike trains.
Yeah.
That's just so fun.
It's so fun. And I don't know if I mentioned it already, but we are partnering with Women of Oz this year.
Oh, cool.
There is such a demand for bike train leads mm-hmm. and volunteers that they're actually stepping in to help supplement that to accommodate all the kids who see these trains going on and wanting to participate. Willowbrook Elementary School, of course, has a lot of participation based on their district boundaries. Mm-hmm. All of the kids in that district are inside the bus radius, so they
sure.
can safely and effectively use active transportation to access school. And in fact, that district's PTA adopted a bike theme for the year, and they actually host bike trains every Friday. But I bring that up because during Bike to School Week this past fall, I got a picture from one of our bike train leads of the car line. There was 1 car in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty impressive. If you build it, they will come.
That's right.
And take that a step further, we're already here. We just need the infrastructure to support those that are interested in using it.
I love that. I love the school's neighborhood committee and what you're doing there and the collaboration with the Women of Oz. Can you talk about the other committees that Bentonville Moves Coalition offers?
Absolutely. We have a business and nonprofit subcommittee that is focused on engaging local businesses and nonprofits in the coalition's work. Up until this point, I think I mentioned earlier, we've been really a word of mouth coalition mm-hmm. and focused on individual membership. Moving into this next year of the plan's implementation and the coalition's work, we really want to make an effort to engage the local business community. We just launched our paid marketing campaign, and so you're going to see a lot more of Bentonville Moves around town on billboards and radio ads, really to help us grow name recognition and awareness for the Connecting Bentonville plan and importance of the projects on that plan. With that paid media campaign, we have yard signs that can go at your place of business or your home, preferably both. We have stickers with a QR code that direct to our website that can go on at point of sale or around town. They won't damage your floor, I promise. And then we also have posters that can be hung in storefront windows, again, directing people to our website to learn more about Bentonville Moves Coalition and our new Bentonville Moves Everyone Wins campaign.
Neat. Okay. So the Business and Nonprofits Committee, what other committees do you have?
We also have a new Connect and Engage Committee. And this group is hyper-focused on connecting the community with the networks we have in place. So that means, all right, we've got these new protected bike lanes in place on 3rd Street and on 8th Street. How do we connect the community to those projects? Also, we have a lot of area businesses and homes that are impacted by these construction. And we want to recognize them and let them know we see them and we appreciate their patience during this progress. How can we connect the community at large with your local business so that during construction, you're not, feeling the pain of the navigation issues? Mm-hmm. We also have from this committee a fun little concept that Kenny with Pedal It Forward came up with. It's the Bentonville Pickle Project. And they are focused on hearing from the community. What's the transportation pickle that you have? You're used to being able to get from A to B, but because of this construction, it's caused a pickle. How can we help you solve that with providing you an alternate route? Also, the businesses themselves, not only the patrons of the businesses, but also the suppliers have trouble navigating. Mm-hmm. So we are working to develop some detour maps that visually can be used to help people navigate this construction as it progresses.
Excellent. Well, I mean, construction is a big topic around town to begin with.
Yeah.
I tell folks that I love orange cones, that they're a sign of... that they're a sign of a vibrant economy.
Yes, that is so true. And they're not just ad hoc.
That's right.
And part of our efforts are to start connecting these projects, right, visually. So we've got some signage that you'll start seeing that complements the orange cones that lets you know this is part of the Bentonville, Connecting Bentonville Master Plan.
Sure.
So this isn't just a single project. This is a network of projects. And I think that with that information, there will be more patience, acceptance, and understanding of the temporary delays.
Awesome. Well, the alternative could just be wider streets, and that requires construction. And it's not really an alternative, right? Because what do we know? We know wider streets just lead to more traffic.
That's right.
On the street. And they're all trying to now get to the same parking spot. Unless we're going to build garages, and garages aren't beautiful, and even those spots fill up. It's a funny thing. If you build more of something as a way of filling up, and what you're doing is solving the actual problem.
Yeah, and the same goes for active transportation.
Yeah.
The more protected bike lanes you build, the more they are going to fill up,
That's right.
Which is what we want. And I think it's important that we note that we are not a cycling advocacy group. We're not even an active transportation advocacy group. We're an infrastructure advocacy group. We're not asking for anyone to change their preferred behaviors. We simply want options for all users. And we want all users to understand the benefit of those options. If you own a car and you never intend to hop on a bicycle for recreation or purpose, we still want you to understand that by others having that option, that's going to alleviate traffic and congestion for you.
Absolutely. So you talked about the 60 miles of connection, the 30 miles that you've got lined up right now. Can you talk about more accomplishments that Bentonville Moves has had so far, including the mini grant program and what's happening there?
Absolutely. So the mini grant program is one of my favorite components of this campaign and of this coalition. Sometimes I feel like Oprah. A mini grant for you, a mini grant for you. Especially during our first round, there wasn't as much awareness, and we were able to award every grant application that came in, which felt phenomenal. This most recent round, we had over 40 applications. Wow. And more than double our budget and requests. And it was so difficult to narrow down that list of recipients because they were all phenomenal. There are so many great creative ideas out there for how to advocate for active transportation, how to use it, and how to help educate the community about the need for this infrastructure. Some of the applications that were funded during our last round are a community mural project on Marley Blonsky's garage.
Oh, nice.
I especially love this one because it's a bike train. Mm-hmm. And it is directly across from R.E. Baker Elementary School. The muralist that was hired is the bike champion at R.E. Baker. And so just talk about, you know, a small community all working together and coming together for a project. It's just the epitome of that. Another Bentonville Moves Coalition grant that I'm really excited about is to pedal it forward. So last year, the coalition, through volunteer efforts and begging and borrowing from community partners, put together a bike valet for First Fridays. And we did this for the last two First Fridays of the year. We didn't promote it much because honestly, we just kind of threw it together, but we thought, this is infrastructure. This is an opportunity for us to demonstrate if we bring it, they will come. And come they did. So we came up with a spot for that, a bike valet in the park adjacent to some construction, kind of off the square. And we weren't really sure if people were going to find us. We didn't promote it much just because we didn't have the time and because it came together kind of last minute. We had over 40 bikes at the bike valet with very little promotion, not a lot of visibility. And many of the people that utilized the valet just happened upon us. We had visitors from out of town that were using their bikes to go from their Airbnbs to the First Friday festivities. And they were like, this is so cool. And it was just so rewarding, A, to see Parks Department come together to let us utilize the space, Trailblazers let us borrow a tent, pedal it forward, let us borrow their bike racks, First Friday helped promote. And I say all of this because I got a grant application for Pedal It Forward to make the bike valet a permanent installation at First Friday this year. So you can expect a bike valet at First Friday, a location TBD because of all the construction. But we're just very excited that we were able to demonstrate the use and the demand. And now we have a local organization working with another local organization to have that effort live on in the coming year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you just spoke of partnerships, so I'm going to jump into a question around that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Bentonville does really well, I think, especially compared to other places I've been, is organizations and people just jump in.
Yes.
You know, you really can't build a place in a sustainable way unless you have organizations partnering up. So will you talk about how other organizations expand more on other organizations and partnerships with them and Bentonville Moves and bring your mission forward?
Yeah. So anything that the coalition decides to support or fund, think of us as kind of a seed funder. The coalition is not a business or a nonprofit. We are a grassroots organization. And so we want to identify existing groups, entities, businesses, nonprofits, the city, to kind of take on and adopt the ideas that the coalition is presenting and funding so that they can live in perpetuity here in the city of Bentonville. One of the programs that our schools and neighborhoods is exploring this year is a bicycle-friendly neighborhood designation. We have several local neighborhoods that are interested in building this out. We're building it from scratch. We're not aware of this existing anywhere. And so this would be something really new. And this year we're focused on building out the framework and kind of testing out what that would look like. We've had preliminary conversations with the City of Bentonville's Great Neighborhoods Program. If this is something that the coalition can successfully build out, our intent is to roll that designation into the existing Great Neighborhoods Program so that it can live on in perpetuity. So that is just another example of the coalition having an idea, creating a framework for that idea's success, and then sending it on to live onward and upward within our community.
I love that. That's great. Well, you may well be building a model that then can roll out across the country.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That would be absolutely incredible to be able to say the bike-friendly neighborhood started here. And it's kind of crazy to think that's not already a thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, as you know, thinking about Bentonville as someone who relatively recently made the jump here, even after coming here all that time, talk about, you know, some of the aspects, I guess, of the greater Bentonville area that you believe help you live your best life and help businesses thrive as well.
Absolutely. The outdoor recreation economy is just incredible here. What brought me and what I've heard so many others echo is the culture, the outdoors, the trails, the parks, the greenways. And I'm not alone in having made the move here without a job lined up.
That's
and I
true.
Think that's a big shift. People are choosing where to work based on where they want to live, as opposed to choosing where they want to live based on where they want to work. And that is really special about Bentonville.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's been a lot of talk about doing that. Here, it's actually happening.
It is actually happening.
And I learned about these stories virtually every day of somebody who moved here, didn't have a job. They're like, this is the place I've got to be. This is the place I'm driven to be. It's incredible. I can have an amazing life there and I'll figure out the rest. And in some ways, we have this huge advantage because we have not only a truly amazing quality of life, but we do have the business infrastructure to support it too, such that somebody
Absolutely.
Can come here and go, just about any job I want is available to me there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jessica, will you tell me a story? This is going to be a hashtag because Bentonville story. I know you have one or 10. Something that perhaps happened or maybe you look back at it later and think, you know what? I think that could only happen in Bentonville, or it describes the essence of this place.
Mm-hmm. I've said this to many people. I just kind of exist here in Bentonville and daily meet people serendipitously that share my passions, share energy, entrepreneurial spirit. It is such an incredible community and such a diverse community. And you can literally just exist here in this space and opportunities will come your way.
That is perfect. That really is a perfect answer, Jessica. I feel the same way. I talk to people who, let's just take that and put it around building a business for a moment, because I've actually had this conversation with several people who have said things to me that like, and I pick it up myself and use it sometimes for fun, but they're like, you know, I think I could build they look at a particular business and put the numbers to the pen to paper, put the numbers behind it, figure out where they're going to go find business and say stuff like, I think here I could build a business and not be good at it and still do exceptionally well.
Yeah.
And that I think represents a couple of things. One that's obvious is there's so much growth happening here. It's hard not to grow. Mm-hmm. But the other part is that growth is being driven by people who are willing to jump in and want to help each other.
Yes.
They do it just, oh, you're doing this thing. Great. I want to help you be successful.
Yes.
And that's part of the magic sauce of Bentonville.
Bentonville.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, as we start leaning into the final chapter of this episode, what does a perfect day on a bike look like for Jessica Pearson in Bentonville? And Where do you ride? What do you do?
Out of my garage, into my driveway, onto my neighborhood street, onto a protected bike lane, onto a rural recreational road, and maybe back on a mountain bike trail. There are so many options here in Bentonville available to me right outside my front door. So every day is a perfect day on a bike for me.
Excellent. Well, as we roll into this last chapter of the episode, before I forget to ask you, if somebody wants to connect to Bentonville Moves Coalition, get involved in committee, get involved some other way, how do they do that?
Please reach out to me directly, jessica@bentonvillemoves.org. There's also a contact form on our website that you can utilize. We would love to have your support.
Excellent. So looking ahead, Jessica, what are some of the other projects that you have coming up that you're excited about with the coalition?
I am so glad you asked. We have so many activations coming up and our annual gathering. On Wednesday, May 1st, we plan to host our second annual coalition gathering. We would love for you to attend. That is open to the public. You can find out more information on that event as it becomes available via our website or our social media pages. We have confirmed that the mayor and the directors of the Department of Transportation and Parks and Recreation are all going to be available to provide an update on our 30 and 3 plan progress. We also are going to be celebrating very soon the grand opening of the Northwest A Street flyover bridge at Crystal Bridges. If you have not seen that project, what an incredible amenity that will be to our existing trail system and network. So we hope you'll join us for that. We are also going to do a groundbreaking for the new Gateway Park, and we will be doing a groundbreaking for the P Street Tunnel.
Yeah, you got it. We knew what you meant.
At BHS. And we will be celebrating, hopefully, this summer or early fall, the opening of 8th Street all the way to J.
Yes.
And look for us to be celebrating with those 8th Street and 5th Street Market District businesses. I'm sure we will put together something really fun to celebrate that infrastructure being in place and that construction being completed.
So exciting. There's so much happening here. I was talking with a guy last night who has come back here for an accelerator with his company after visiting last year. And he said, it's a whole new place. And we got into this conversation about how this place seems to rebirth itself every 6 months. He's like, I'm blown away. Last time he was shocked by how much was happening here and what he could see coming out the ground. And now, of course, there's entirely new buildings since
then. And if you're like me, who uses landmarks to navigate, it's a real challenge.
Right, exactly. Let me ask you this question. I always love asking folks for advice. So from your experience, what is a non-obvious trait or skill that somebody needs when they're building an alliance of organizations or leading a community-focused initiative like Bentonville Moves?
Wow, great question. I think it would be, empathy and an ability to just be open to the fact that while we might not agree on everything, we can certainly find something we agree on, either over a cup of coffee or on a bike ride.
Ah, so true.
And you know what that something is?
What's that?
More choices for everyone to safely and reliably navigate Bentonville. We did some polling last year, and 90% of registered voters are in favor of this infrastructure, of this plan. Very few of them knew there was an approved plan available and in works. So we feel confident that the more people we talk to about connecting Bentonville and Bentonville Moves, the more support we are going to continue to have.
That is so exciting. Let me ask you a couple of whimsical questions to get in your head, Jessica. I always like to learn more about how folks think. This first one is, if you could organize a bike race of fictional characters, who would be the most entertaining competitors in that race?
Oh my goodness. I saw this one on there and I did not prepare for it. Oh, fictional characters on a bike. You know what always cracks me up? Those inflatable costumes.
Can we just have 10 of those riding around?
Can we just put those on a bike and do a crit in the square? I mean, how fun would that be?
That would be hilarious. I like it. Let's make it happen somehow. I feel like we need to get Sam Dean at the Scott Family Amazium involved in that.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay, Jessica, the other question. You know, I see Bentonville Moves as a community organization that really is tapping into our city's spirit. If you could invent a new holiday that celebrated Bentonville's community spirit, what would it be and what would we do?
Ride Your Bike Day.
I love it.
Yes, I would love there to be a designated day where everyone in Bentonville who owns a bike decides to get out and use it on that day. What an incredible demonstration of the population we have here right now, resident population that owns bikes and would ride them if they felt they had the right infrastructure in place to do so. I might make this happen. It might not be a national holiday, but I think I'm going to do a Bentonville Moves Ride Your Bike Day citywide.
Make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
I'll tell you, I have friends and family who visit and they're shocked by how many people they see on bikes already. They're like, I've never seen such a thing. What is going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be a perfect day.
Let's make it happen. Wouldn't that be impactful and fun?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'll do it.
Awesome.
Come on.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Excellent. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Jessica, what's something I should have asked you that I did not ask?
Well, I was really hoping you would ask me about how it went last night at City Council when they voted on the passage of the e-bike rebate program. I am so happy to share that it was unanimously adopted. And starting in August, the City of Bentonville will launch the e-bike rebate program. It is an income-based voucher program with vouchers ranging from $600 up to $1,300 in rebates for your purchase of a new e-bike. What's really cool about this is those vouchers must be spent at Bentonville-based retailers and merchandisers. So this is a huge boost for our local economy. And I think we're going to see really cool things here on our streets and on our active transportation infrastructure with the adoption of this new program.
Well, that was it, Jessica. Thank you for, you know, I made myself a couple of notes and I want to make sure that you know that your passion and dedication to Bentonville and making this place the most connected city, the safest place for everyone to ride or drive or walk. Really, it represents the community spirit that is Bentonville. So, you know, the work that you're doing is making a significant impact. The work that Bentonville Moves is making a significant impact. So thank you.
And there's nothing more professionally or personally that you could say that would just make me feel so grateful for the opportunity to live here. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you. Hey, to our Bentonville Beacon audience. Thank you for joining us and for being a part of this important conversation. You know, the Bentonville Beacon is brought to you by the Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce. And it's through these conversations that we continue to spotlight the incredible people and projects shaping the future of the Greater Bentonville area, making it a place where innovation thrives and community flourishes. Remember, the story of Bentonville is one that we write together through our collective efforts, our dreams, and our aspirations. And I encourage you then to share this episode with anyone who believes in building a more connected and vibrant community. Stay engaged with us at BentonvilleBeacon.com, on YouTube, on your favorite podcast platform, whatever you prefer. And don't forget to subscribe for more inspiring stories and insights. Until our next episode, let's keep supporting the projects and people that make Bentonville, an exemplar of progress and a testament to the power of community. Farewell for now, and I look forward to bringing you more stories from the heart of Bentonville next week.